Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be sharing what's next for Bitcoin as BTC struggles below $50,000, according to top crypto analyst altcoin Sherpa, quoting him right here, a lower high is almost certain. It's almost inevitable, like we're going to hit some sort of lower high compared to the $70,000 area. And after that, if we hit a lower low, that's when I am very bearish. If we hit some sort of higher low, then I am bullish. And checking out this throwback tweet from Kanye West dated April 25th, 2018, he wrote, decentralized. And as Dan Tapiero points out here, this is what hyper-Bitcoinization looks like. It's still early. Moon still awaits. BTC, and as you can see in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin network settles more than $12 trillion this year in 2021. And quoting Tucker Carlson, who has one of the most popular shows on Fox News, people buy Bitcoin when they think the US dollar is no longer safe. And as Max Keiser points out, proof that Saylor's Tucker Carlson appearance was a masterful orange-pilling moment as we see Tucker seamlessly weave the Bitcoin price into his price on inflation, something the New York Times, CNN, the Washington Post, CNBC, and Bloomberg haven't yet figured out. Also in today's show, Rich Dad Poor Dad's Robert Kiyosaki insists depression is coming and predicts gold, silver, Bitcoin, and real estate will crash too. Checking out his recent tweet here, Fed and Biden pushing fake inflation, crash and depression coming, gold, silver, Bitcoin, real estate will crash too. Ready to buy more gold, silver, Bitcoin, real estate after crash has crashed. Time to get richer after fake inflation crashes. Be aware and take care. Also in today's show, Bitcoin enjoys regulatory certainty, but altcoin face this danger, according to MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, quoting him from a new interview with Yahoo Finance. I think the big winner of the congressional hearings is Bitcoin. It's pretty clear that there's a consensus at the congressional level in support of crypto. It's pretty clear that investors want to invest in the new digital economy. Bitcoin's universally acknowledged as a common property and not a security, so there is no regulatory overhang on Bitcoin. Also in today's show, Bitcoin could explode by 1,000% from here, according to ARK Invest, Kathy Wood. And she explains how, quoting her from a new interview on Squawk Box, we think that the move by institutions into Bitcoin could add $500,000 to Bitcoin's price if they moved into the tune of roughly 5% over time. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin back in the green as Ether and some of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees. fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Happy Sunday. Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, a popular crypto analyst and trader is mapping out what's next for the king of all crypto as the asset continues to trade below 50,000. In a new strategy session, altcoin Sherpa says he's looking at two possibilities that could dictate Bitcoin's long-term trend. Quoting him here, a lower high is almost certain. It's almost inevitable, like we're going to hit some sort of lower high compared to the 70,000 area. And after that, if we hit a lower low, that's when I'm very bearish. And if we hit some sort of higher low, then I am bullish. The lower high setup that the analyst alludes to suggests a rally short of pushing Bitcoin above that $69,000 all-time high area, while a lower low indicates that Bitcoin will take out the critical price level at around 42,000, which is the current low of this pullback. And according to altcoin Sherpa, he expects Bitcoin to rally to 58,000 before printing a bullish higher low setup at around 47,000 and continuing its uptrend to new record highs. Quoting him here, for now, the overall bullish market structure still is intact to me. Barring some unforeseen circumstances in the macro environment, then I still believe Bitcoin is still bullish. And although the crypto strategist remains long-term bullish on Bitcoin, he doesn't expect the leading crypto asset to make big moves anytime soon, as he shares here. So what do I view for the price action of Bitcoin over the next few weeks? I think that we just chop. I mean, after you see a big, big move down, generally it takes a while for bottoms to form. Generally speaking, the bigger the move down, the more consolidation is needed. And to check out this entire interview with altcoin Sherpa entitled What Comes Next? Crypto Market Review, check the show notes below the video in the description. And as I shared in the intro of the show, Kanye West throwback tweet from April 25th, 2018, decentralized. That's right. And as Dan Tapiero points out here, this is what hyper-Bitcoinization looks like. It is still early. The moon still awaits the king of all crypto. And as he shares in this chart, the Bitcoin network settles more than $12 trillion this year in 2021. And I think it's about time that Tucker Carlson adopts the Bitcoin laser eyes now that he has been orange pill by Michael Saylor. A long time coming, isn't it? And before I break down next story of the day, Rich Dad Poor Dad's Robert Kiyosaki insists depression is coming and predicts gold, silver, Bitcoin, and real estate will crash too, as well as Bitcoin enjoys regulatory certainty, but altcoins face this danger, according to MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, as well as Bitcoin could explode by 1,000% from here, according to ARK Invest, Kathy Wood, and explains how. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently pumping back in the green, with Bitcoin up 2% for the day, trading at about $49,500. We have Ether up 0.25%, trading just above $4,000. Solana up 0.5%, trading at $170. Binance Coin up 2%, trading at $567. And Cardano up over 5%, trading at $1.35. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, has once again warned of an impending crash followed by a depression. He expects several markets, including Bitcoin, to crash. Rich Dad Poor Dad is a 1997 book co-authored by Kiyosaki and Sharon Lecher, and has been on the New York Times bestseller list for over 6 years. More than 32 million copies of the book have been sold in over 51 languages across more than 109 countries. It is one of my favorite books coming up as a young entrepreneur, and I highly recommend, if you haven't read it, to check it out. Now, Kiyosaki tweeted on Thursday that the Federal Reserve and President Joe Biden are pushing fake inflation, adding the following: crash and depression coming. Gold, silver, Bitcoin, real estate will crash too. Ready to buy more gold, silver, Bitcoin, and real estate after the crash has crashed. Time to get richer after fake inflation crashes. So there you have it. The best-selling author also made a prediction last week about the Biden administration. Quoting him right here on crypto Twitter, prediction: Biden to step down soon. Kamala Harris will become the first female president. This was the plan all along. Trump ruined Hillary's ascension following Obama. God have mercy on us. And he also shares here, surging crime, borders wide open, drugs pouring in, homelessness increasing, and Christmas trees burning. Putin and Xi are chanting, let's go, Brandon. America is effed. Very sad. Time to fight for our freedoms. Time to get rid of commies. So there you have it. Now, the famous Rich Dad Poor Dad author warned about a crash several times. Back in June, he said the biggest crash in the world's history is coming. And in September, he reiterated his warning, expecting a giant stock market crash in October. He then warned about the U.S. sliding into a depression. And amid his gloomy predictions, Kiyosaki recommended buying Bitcoin. And in August, he said Bitcoin is the investment with the greatest upside. And in October, he said Bitcoin has a very bright future. And last month, he revealed revealed he was buying more Bitcoin and Ether as inflation concerns intensified. And checking out his most recent tweet here, Jordan Peterson says, if you think tough men are dangerous, wait until you see what weak men are capable of. Fourth Turning says, weak leaders lead to war. Biden is the weakest leader in history. Buy gold, silver, Bitcoin, and bullets. Prepare for war. Be aware and take care. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin enjoys regulatory certainty, but altcoins face this danger, according to the MicroStrategy CEO, Michael Saylor, as well as Bitcoin could explode by 1,000% from here, according to ARK Invest, Kathy Wood, and explains how. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.2 trillion, with $69.5 billion in volume in the last 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.1%, with the Ether dominance at 21.2%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Quant leading the pack, up almost 22% for the day, trading just above $209. Oasis Network up 15%, trading above 28 cents. And OKB up just above 10%, trading at $26.56. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 27 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was as low as a 16 in extreme fear. Last week, an 18. And last month, a 74 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The head of MicroStrategy is weighing in on the future of cryptos after industry leaders made the case for digital assets in front of Congress this week. In a new interview with Yahoo Finance, Michael Saylor says it's clear that Bitcoin has proven itself to be an asset and not a security. Quoting him here, I think the big winner of the congressional hearings is Bitcoin. It's pretty clear that there is a consensus at the congressional level in support of crypto, and it's pretty clear that investors want to invest in the new digital economy. Bitcoin's universally acknowledged as a common property and not a security, so there is no regulatory overhang on Bitcoin. If you want digital property as a long-term store of value, then every nation in the world, China, Europe, and the United States, they all acknowledge that Bitcoin is digital property. It's not a security. Saylor also acknowledges that the rest of the digital asset space still awaits scrutiny to reach comparable levels of clarity, but thinks it will come to pass. Quoting him again here, there are a lot of questions about how their security tokens will be resolved in the crypto exchanges and decentralized finance. Obviously, there's a lot of enthusiasm for it. There's a lot of pressure to move forward with regulatory clarity. I think it'll happen, but in the meantime, I think the one takeaway that any reasonable investor could have is that Bitcoin is here to stay. There really isn't any regulatory uncertainty around Bitcoin's status as property, a commodity, and a store of value. And moving on to the possibility that stablecoins could dethrone national currencies, the MicroStrategy CEO first explains the distinction he sees existing between crypto assets and currencies. As he shares here, I think it's a mistake to characterize any of the cryptos as currencies. They really should be thought of as crypto assets. Bitcoin is a crypto asset. It's a property. It's not a currency. The dollar is a currency. The digital dollar is a digital currency. And Saylor predicts that central bank digital currencies, better known as CBDCs, have the dual potential of ensuring that the US dollar survives while also eliminating other weaker currencies around the world. As he shares here, I think that the digital dollar is destined to collapse the 100 weakest currencies in the world, and the US dollar, which is currently the reserve currency of the world on 20th century banking rails, is going to be the reserve digital currency of the world on 21st century crypto rails. The United States needs the digital dollar. We need stable coins to spread. And the macro investor concludes his analysis by issuing a pessimistic verdict about gold's status as a safe haven asset. As he shares here, the only thing that's threatened by Bitcoin is gold. Here's what's happening. People are exchanging their weak currencies for strong currencies. Gold is a weak property. What you want to do is hold a strong property that's going to appreciate in value, at least at the rate of monetary inflation. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Michael Saylor. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin could explode by 1,000% from here, according to ARK Invest, Kathy Wood, and explains how. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000+ videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which can be found at CryptoNewsJet.com. bitcoinbets.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 100,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasting platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. And if you're listening to the podcast, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And you can also find me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So where are we at? Be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. ARK Invest founder and CEO Cathy Wood, shout out to Cathy, is saying that Bitcoin has the potential to erupt en route to a price tag of over $500,000. That's right. Cathy Wood says in a new CNBC interview that ARK Invest foresees a scenario where institutional investors increase Bitcoin's current value by $500,000. As she shares here, we think the move by institutions into Bitcoin, if we were to choose Bitcoin, and that seems to be their first stop, could add $500,000 to Bitcoin's price. So at today's current price of roughly $50,000, we're talking about a $550,000 BTC. Let's freaking go. That means Bitcoin would rise by roughly 1,000% from the current levels. And according to ARK Invest CEO, the scenario would play out if institutional investors allocated just 5% of their capital to Bitcoin over time. And if you run the math, what if they were to allocate 10% of their capital into Bitcoin over time? We're realistically talking about a $1 million Bitcoin price. Now, Wood adds that institutional money managers are investing in crypto and are initially buying the two biggest crypto assets by market cap. Quoting her again here, I think institutions are moving in, and right now crypto of any sort, they're starting with Bitcoin and Ethereum. Crypto of any sort is the de minimis amount of percentage of institutional portfolios. And the ARK Invest CEO and founder also says that institutional investors are turning to crypto for diversification purposes. Quoting her again here, the reason institutions are moving in to some extent, this is a new asset class with correlations very different compared to other asset classes. The closest correlation to other asset classes is real estate. And so institutional money managers have to look at new asset classes that are evolving that have low correlations. That's the key to diversification, and it's the holy grail in terms of asset allocation. And quoting her here on Squawk Box, we think that the move by institutions into Bitcoin could add $500,000 to Bitcoin's price if they moved into the tune of roughly 5% over time. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Cathy Wood's $550,000 Bitcoin price prediction. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show. Here's what's next for Bitcoin as BTC struggles below $50,000, according to top crypto analysts. Also shared that Rich Dad Poor Dad's Robert Kiyosaki insists depression is coming and predicts that gold, silver, Bitcoin, and real estate will crash too, as well as Bitcoin enjoys regulatory certainty, but altcoins face this danger, according to MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor. And we also discussed the Bitcoin price exploding by 1,000% from here, according to ARK Invest, Cathy Wood, and I explain how. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Stephen Taylor wrote, how did Wright win the court case when he has to pay out $100 million when there is no proof he has access to the stash of legacy Bitcoin? The court did not recognize Wright as Satoshi, whatever Wright may say. Great point. Fake Toshi. And as Tony Smith points out, let's see Craig Wright move a single dollar of Satoshi's wallets. Might be a long wait. Agreed. 100%. I highly doubt it too, fam. It is what it is. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from Luigi Mario. JV, great show today. Is Craig Wright the real Satoshi Nakamoto? Most people think he is a fraud and has been lying, but if you ever listen to him or read his writings, you may actually believe him. He has said he will donate most of his Bitcoin fortune to charity. Satoshi Nakamoto would be charitable. So maybe Craig Wright really is Satoshi Nakamoto. If just one Bitcoin is moved from Satoshi's wallet, then we'll know who it really is. Time will tell. Peace, brother. And I responded, thanks, fam, for your support. Craig Wright is the official fake Toshi, in my humble opinion. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.